I have had the audacity to add a new alpha helix to our structure, one not found in the published crystal structure of the nucleosome. With respect to terminology, please note again the positions of helix 3, 2, and 1, as well as the additional helix from the published crystal structure, which I have dubbed helix 0. And now I've introduced yet a fifth helix. And, as there are no numbers lower than 0, I have, in desperation, dubbed this one helix sub-0. I know, it sounds like a refrigerator brand. Well, that's what I call it anyway. The complete amino acid sequence of the H3N terminus is shown at the bottom of the screen, in which helix sub-0 has been underlined, with its basic residues highlighted in green. It extends from serine 28 to arginine 42 and connects to helix 0, which is indicated by the red letters in the amino acid sequence, by a short 2-3 residue strand. The green letters in the underlined helix sub-0 sequence are lysine and arginine residues, which can potentially bind DNA, as we shall see momentarily. This structure was readily created by the Schrödinger Maestro Build panel, then adapted to our new histone octamer. By what authority do I add an alpha helix where none is currently known to exist? This I do in accordance with three lines of argument. 1. It corrects the length of the H3N terminus, without which correction there is no possibility I can see for remodeling the histone octamer N-terminal sequences. 2. It accords with the natural direction and spacing of adjacent subunit H4, a subject briefly discussed in the previous section entitled Up versus Down Orientations of Helix 1. And 3. It has the very fortuitously spaced salt bridges shown here. Lysine 36 and arginine 40 from helix sub-0 and arginine 49 from helix 0 are so well situated with respect to binding electrostatically to the DNA in this model that it's hard for me to believe that they are there by mere coincidence. I'm strongly inclined to believe, therefore, that helix sub-0 is real and not merely a figment of my imagination or an act of wishful thinking.